Perhaps the topic of Zion Amid Aleph. Omar Rava, Hilchus Tom Mekadesh V'Tom Mavdil. Mishal Kiddush Berav Shabbos Mekadesh V'Holech Kol Hayom. The Rava said, Halacha is that if you ate something, even so, you're not allowed to, but you make Kiddush anyway, you're allowed to make Kiddush yourself. All the different possibilities we learned yesterday, different shitas and Rishonim. What the halacha would result, according to the man, the Omer says, Tom lo mekadesh, what that means. You can't make kiddush yourself, you can't make kiddush till the next day, whatever. But the ma'aseh halacha is you can make kiddush. You make kiddush yourself, you can make kiddush then too. And if you ate, you can make havdalah. Umishalo kiddush berav Shabbos, mekadesh v'holech kol hayom. If you didn't make kiddush on Leil Shabbos, and you make kiddush any time on Shabbos itself, ad motzei Shabbos. Mishlo hivdu b'motzei Shabbos, mavdu v'holech kol haShabbos kulo. If you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you can make Havdalah till Wednesday, but not including Wednesday. No, it's till Tuesday night. And that's called Kol HaShabbos Kulo, means the whole week that's shayach to that Shabbos. Ameimer Pasach Lo LaHashmai said the Rava B'Hai Lishna. Ameimer said over Rava's halach a little bit differently. Omer Rava, Hilchus Atom Mekadesh, Tom Mavdil, Mishlo Kiddush Berav Shabbos, Mekadesh V'Holech Kol HaYom Kulo, Mishlo Hivdu Motzei Shabbos, Mavdil V'Holech Kol HaYom Kulo. Not till Tuesday night, but only till Sunday night. You only have one day to make up Havdalah. See the Rashbam? Kol HaShabbos Kulo, Kedamar and Le'el, Ad Yom Revi. Kol HaShabbos means till Tuesday night. V'achi kaindalon karova, the Omer Tom Mekadesh, that's the halacha, dim shachach v'lo kiddush mekadesh l'mocha kol hayom kulo, the chen Tom Mavdil, dim lo hivdil mavdil v'holech ad yom revi. That's talk of the halacha. The Rif Paskin's not like that. The Rif Paskin's that you can only make havdalah till Sunday night, not beyond that. There's a shayla of what exactly the machlokas between the two lashonos is. Some say that the machlokas is havdalah after Shabbos, tashlumim for what's it called, for not making havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, or is it a halacha that havdalah, just like kiddush, applies the whole day of Motzei Shabbos? If havdalah applies the whole day of Motzei Shabbos, you can only make it till Sunday. There's no tashlumim. But if the pshat is that if you didn't make it at the right time, you can make up for it, then you can make up for it till the end of that week that shaykh to the Shabbos before. The only thing is that can't be. Because there's a halacha that when Tisha B'Av falls on Motzei Shabbos, you don't make Havdalah till Sunday night. And that's according to everybody. So l'chore, if the whole idea is that Havdalah can only be the whole day of Sunday, then how in the world can you make Havdalah Sunday night when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos? So therefore they say that everybody holds it's a Tashlumim. The only shayla is how much Tashlumim is there? Is there Tashlumim the whole day, right? Or is there only Tashlumim till the end of the... Or is there Tashlumim the entire half a week? And when it's impossible to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos because it's Tisha B'Av, then even the Man Yomer who holds that there's only Tashlumim one day extends that to another day. Okay. Rabbi Kiveger learns that Sunday is not Tashlumim. Sunday is the halach of Havdalah applies that whole day, just like Kiddush applies the whole day. From Sunday night on is Tashlumim. Nafkamina is if you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos because you weren't chayav to make Havdalah. You're an onin. Or b'mezid you did it. So if it's tashlumin, there's no tashlumin. It can't be mashlum, something you weren't chayiv to do. But if it's the idea that there's a chiyuv the whole day, then you can make havdalah Sunday morning if you were an onein Motzei Shabbos. So according to Bikiveger, on Sunday for sure it's not din of tashlumin. Anything past Sunday is tashlumin. And according to others, the whole din is a din of tashlumin, anything after Motzei Shabbos itself. Okay. Omer lei mar yinuka mar kshisha bereid Rav Chizda le Rav Ashi. Mar yinuka mar kshisha, the sons of Rav Chizda said to Rav Ashi, Zim nechada ikla neymer la asrin. One time a neymer came to our city, v'lo havi lon chamra, and we didn't have wine. I seen in lei shikra v'lo avzim. We gave him beer, and he didn't make havdol on the beer. Ubas tovas, and he went to sleep without eating. L'mocher torachna v'asina lechamra. Next day we made an effort and we got him wine. V'avdol. Then he made havdolah. V'toy midin. Then he ate. L'shana su'ik l'vasrin. Next year he also came back. Well, Havilon Chamra, and again, we didn't have wine. I seen a Shechra, we brought him beer. Amar Ihachi Chemer Medinahu. I see you drink beer constantly. It wasn't something special. Right? Beer is your wine. Chemer Medina. It's the wine of your place. Avdil the Toy Midi. And he made Havdalah on the beer, and then he ate. Shmami no Klas. So we learn from him three things. Shmami no Hamavdu Bitzvila, so she Avdil Akos. That if even if you made Havdalah in Shmon Esra, you have to say Havdalah Lakos. Ushmami no Asul Allah Adam Shioch, Alkodim Shiavdil, and you're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah Lakos. Ushmami no Mishlo Hivdil Motzei Shabbos, Mavdu Vaholich Kola Shabbos Kulo. We also learned that if you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you can make Havdalah, the whole week until Tuesday night. Chora, how do you learn that from him? He made Havdalah on Sunday. So Chora Shtikul Raya, that even on Sunday it's a tashlumin. And then the shayla is only how much tashlumin is there. Right? But if it's tashlumin already, so then the halacha is till Tuesday night. But if Sunday is different than the rest of the week, Lechora, they couldn't have learned that from him. It's a little bit of a kasha on those that hold that Sunday is different than the rest of the week. Okay. Rashbam, ubas tovas, lon mu'una shalawachal. He went to sleep hungry. The krohu ben Daniel. It's a pasuk in Daniel that says that. He went to sleep without eating. Chemer Medina, ein yayin acher be'ir hazos. The Rashbam says, what's Chemer Medina? There is no wine in that city. They don't have wine. Ki im sheikh, they only have beer. Hilkach mavdilin bo, v'chein halacha. And therefore you can make havdalah on Chemer Medina, and that's not halacha. Avol mayim lo ikri Chemer Medina. Water is never called Chemer Medina. V'ein mavdilin ala mayim, afilo heikar deleka sheikh v'yayin. If they don't drink anything else but water, water never substitutes for wine. But beer could substitute for wine, says the Rashbam, in a place where there is no wine bechlau. Mashma, that if there is wine in that city, then there's no such thing as Chemer Medina. Then that's the wine. Even though people drink it, but if they also drink wine, then there's no such thing as Chemer Medina. That's the Rashbam. Shmas mino klas, gimel dvorim besidrei havdola. The apagav the shamina mino the mavdilin al Chemer Medina, apa pishenu yayin, even though we learn from that also that you can make havdola on beer. Lo choshev, they didn't count that as one of the things. To lo ayre le besedrei havdola. One of the things we learned in the order of Havdalah, not in what you make Havdalah on. Inami milsa lepshitahu, or didn't have to learn that from him, that was Pasha. To keep in the ein yayin acher beir, since there is no wine, tov lo shi abdul al sheikha mishalo yabdul klav. That you should make Havdalah on beer, then not make Havdalah at all. Mao lekdushe ashikra, b'mokam shein yayin, we need it. Okay. Okay, so that's the Rashbam's gather of Chemer Medina, where there is absolutely no wine, and beer substitutes for wine in that place. Bo minei rafun merav chizda, ma'u l'kdushi ha-shikra, how about kiddush? Can you make kiddush on beer? Omer hashto ma pirzoma v'te'eni v'asmi, the boy minei mirav, v'rab mirav chiyav, v'rab chiyav mirevi, v'lo poshet lei. Right, these are more important drinks. Prizuma, te'eni, ve'asni are more choshev kinds of beer, not the beer that they used to make from dates, but beers you made from figs or whatever, more choshev beer, where it was asked one door after the other, and they never came out with something clear whether you could do it or not. Shikra, mi boy, stam beer, the inferior beer, is a shayla, of course you can't make kiddush on that. Mar says, "Sover mina kedusha hudlo mekachina nolayu al avduli mavdalina." It's only kiddush that was a shayla, but havdalah you surely could make even on the inferior beer. Amar lehu Rav Chista, "Hachi amar Rav, kishem shem mekachina olav kachin mavdalin olav." No, same thing. Just like you can't make kiddush on it, you can't make havdalah on either. So they hold that there is no such thing as Chemer Medina, that you can make a kiddush or what's it called or havdalah on beer. Rashbam, Ma'u l'kdushi ha-shikra, Mokam shein yayin. A place where there's no wine, can you use beer as a substitute? Pirzuma, sheikhar sa'orim. Pirzuma is like our beer. It's made out of hops, out of barley, which is a more chosh of a beer. The ta'eni, sheikhar ta'enim. It's a beer made out of figs. The asni, shosim, sheikhar mi'prisne. Make it out of sabras. Kigon tusim, or other kinds of bushes, low bushes, like berries. Berry beer. The halalu chashuvim yosem istam sheikhar shalem shoyishal tomorrow. This was more a more choshev variety of beer than the normal beer that they used to have, which was made out of dates. Aval avduli mavdalina, like the Rav, according to Rav, Right? We assume that only Kiddush was a Shaila, but Havdalah you could make. The Gemara says, no, Rav said, even Havdalah you can't make on beer. Itmar Nami, Omar Rav Tachlifa, Baravimi, Omar Shmuel, Kishem Shem Makadshin Lov, Kachem Matin Lov. Same thing, they said in the name of Shmuel, just like you can't make Kiddush on beer, you can't make Havdalah. Levi Shodr Leila Rav, Shikra Bar Klaser Magni, Tame, Tame, Havi Bosim Tuva. Omar Kigonze, Roy Lakadish Lov. They sent to Levi sent to Rav, I guess it was Rav, the Rebbe, beer that they made 13 times. They what's it called? They soaked the beer in whatever the medium was that was making the beer. So Rashban, Shenosan Amayim Alatmarim. They put the water on the dates. The Achachav Nosan Alatmarim Acherim. 13 times they put it on fresh dates. So it really was collated the time of the dates. The Chain Hevi Acherim Ad Shloshes Reikamim till 13 times. Umagni Nira Shuloshen Asher Mogen Sorich Biodecha Metargamin and Umosar. Mogen means that it was very not protected. What's it called? Mogen Sorecha Biodecha means the Russian gave over to you. Russian Nesser, the Chena Shikra Hoya Kotesh Gam Kena Meshabra Atmorim Chadoshim Sholoshes Repame. It was a very intense beer. So Rebbe said, it was Rebbe, that this beer is so good, it's you can make Kiddush on it. The Lomeral of Kol Shiros is Shishbachos Be'olam. And to use it for any time you need, ain omrim shira la yain, you could say shira on this too. Balayla tsari, night he got diarrhea from it, right? Because that's what beer of tamarim does. Omer miyasrin umathayis. So he said, I'm getting tsar from this, and I'm going to use this to be maratza the rabbanu shalom, to the Rashbam. Tsiare, shilshu. The tamarim mishalchlim, right? That's what dates do. Kedamrim b'ksubas miyaser mafayis bitnia v'chimisha mitztai royu lafayis l'ratzos l'kodesh baruch hu v'lom rav kiddush. Something like this that makes you have diarrhea. That's what you should use for kiddush. So he decided he's not using this, even though it tasted great, but its results were not so good. So he's not going to use this for kiddush. Omrav Yosef oder barabim lo ishti shichra. If Yosef said, I'll make a nether al das rabin that can't be matter that nether ever, that I'm not going to drink beer anymore. Omar Rava, Ishti mei ziorim velo ishti shichra. Better to drink the water that flax was soaked in, which is terrible, and don't drink beer. Now, this kind of beer was very detrimental. It made you sick. Omar Rava, Tehavi Shakyuse Shikra Manda Mekavish Ashikra. A person who makes Kiddush on beer should only have beer to drink. In other words, should be poor. Rashbam. Odu Baravi, Nether Shein Lo Hafara. I'm going to make a nether that can never be mefer or hamater, right, that I'm not going to drink beer because it's very detrimental. May Zorion, May Mishas Pishtam. The water that you soak pishton in is better than drinking beer. To have shakuse shikra on yehe, person should be poor. Shelo yucha liknosan, he shouldn't be able to drink anything but beer. In other words, he shouldn't be able to buy wine. Mida kneged mida, if he uses beer for kiddush. Rav Ashkeche Rav Huna the kodesh ashikra. Rav found Rav Huna and he was once making kiddush on beer. Omar le shori abba lenikne astirin shikra. He said, what's it called? You hold that, what's it called, that you're starting to buy beer in place of wine, and you can make beer on Kiddush on beer? So he was what's it called? Tom Rabbanan. Ein mekachin el alayayim. Ein mevorchin el alayayim. You can't make Kiddush except on wine. You don't make a broth except on wine. So Mar says, "Atu Ashikh Rav Maya Lima Varchin Alay." You don't only make a brach on wine. You don't make a brach on beer or water. Lo Mevarchim Alay Shakol Nevedvaro. Omrabaya Hochikomer. Ain omrim have a kosher bracha levorcha layayin. Ain bevorchin means you don't bench. Or anytime you need a kosher bracha, you don't use anything but wine. Not you don't make a bracha on anything but wine. You don't use it as a kosher bracha. Ashbam. Shori le'aba, hischil aso sheichel l'shtakirbo. You started making beer to use in place of wine. V'yofa b'inechem mekabish atolov. And that's why you make kiddush on it. V'ein mevorchen birkas hamazon can mevorch l'kaman. And you don't bench on anything but wine. Kosher bracha birkas hamazon. Honey mila glokova ale, avokova ale leslan ba lo garsina cloud. This idea when you weren't koveya on it or whatever, that Rashi Rashbam says no girsa like that. There are Rishonim who do have a girsa, we're not going to go into it now. But Pashto says it's not our Gemara anyway. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Ein mekachin ala sheikhar. Can't make kiddush on beer. Mishum rabbalazar ba rabbi shimin omru mekachin. Rav Shimon said you could make kiddush on beer. Mitzeimas yayin kol shehu. Omru mekadshin mitzeimas yayin kol shehu. Even if you taste only a little bit of the wine is good enough. You don't have to drink more than a little taste. You don't have to drink the whole cup. You don't have to drink even mali lugmuk. Rav Yossi bar Yehuda omer mali lugmuk. When you make kiddush, you have to You have to drink mali lugmuk. And there's a machlokus, who has to drink mali lugma? The chatchila, the person who made kiddush has to taste it, or drink mali lugma according to two different shittas. If he didn't, then somebody else can do it, that's also okay. There's a machlokus, we've shown them whether one person, lamais, has to drink mali lugma, somebody. Or all the people who heard kiddush together can be mitzaref to a mali lugma. The Rosh holds you need one person, and the Beis Yosef in the name of the Ritva holds you can mitzaref a lot of people to the Mali Lugmuk. You don't need one person to drink Mali Lugmuk. And the halacha, the Mishmaru says, is the chatchila like the Rosh, that one person should drink Mali Lugmuk. The chatchila, the person who made Kiddush. The Dieved, anybody, but somebody has to drink Mali Lugmuk. The Dieved, if even nobody drank Mali Lugmuk, but you mitzaref from all the people who drank, and all together it's a Mali Lugmuk, the Dieved Yosef. Omer Afuna Marav, V'chein Tani Rav Gidol De Minara Shamakadish V'Tom Mali Lugmav Yotza. If you're Makadish and somebody was towing Mali Lugmav Yotze, the Imlav Lo Yotza. And if nobody was towing Mali Lugmav, and again Machlokas is between everybody or one person alone, then you're not Yotze. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Ano Tanino Lo Gidol Bar Menashe V'Lo Gidol Bar Minyume El Gidol Stama. I didn't say this over in the name of Gidol Ben Minyume or Gidol Ben Menashe, but Stam Gidol. The Main Afkamina, what's the difference if Gidol Bar Menashe says it or Stam Gidol said it? Lamir Me Didei. If you find a stira to one of these other Gidols, then it's Lomachlokes because it's not the same one. Matimas yayin kol shehu, osa teima sha'amra hamavarech so sheitam. That which it says that a person who has to make kiddush has to taste from the wine, osa teima dai b'kol shehu. Kol shehu is enough. The tam mali lugma yotzim lavo yotzim. And the other man, the amra holds no. You have to be toim mali lugma. Rabbi Yoshi Behuda. Yotzim achi hilchus. And that's the halacha. Who shall have tam echad mikol amesubin? That's if nobody drank a mali lugma. If you're not yotzim. If somebody drank a Mali Lugmav, even though the person who made Kiddush didn't drink Mali Lugmav, Yotzu Kula Midechov Asher, Apopish Lotomo. Everybody's Yotze, even if they didn't drink anything. Omer Avnachem Bar Yitzchak Anotani, Nolala Hahi Masnisa Mishmed Rav Gidol, Aval Eno Masker Mihu. I just said Rav Gidol, not any specific Rav Gidol. Shema Gidol Bar Menashia, or Gidol de Menarish, could have been either one. Okay. Here with Gabi Chemer Medina. So first of all, whatever the Rashbam says, Chemer Medina is where there is no wine in that city. Some hold that there could be wine in the city, but they don't produce wine in that city. There are no kramim. They only bring it in. It's imported from other places. So even though there is wine, but they drink other beverages because the wine isn't produced there, that's also called Chemer Medina. And some hold it depends on what the major drink in that place is. It has to be something chashuv, something you'd only drink when you're thirsty. That's what Moshe Feinstein says, something that you give to guests to drink, to mechabed them even if they're not thirsty. and it has to be something that is what's it called, drunk in that place. So that's that kind of drink. In other words, they used to drink wine like that. In this place, they drink this in place of wine. Bizman Azeh, we don't drink wine as a staple by meals, and therefore we're much more makel in what Chemer Medina is. Doesn't that, even if there is wine, there's wine available, what's it called, still, since wine isn't used as that kind of staple drink, other drinks which are used like that can be considered Chemer Medina. Milk can be considered like that, beer is the best kind of Chemer Medina, whiskey is Chemer Medina. So that's what we're Somech on Bizman Azeh. And Chemer Medina you can only use for Havdalah and Kiddush in the daytime. But Kiddush at night, it's better to make Kiddush on bread than to make Kiddush on Chemer Medina. If you don't have bread and you don't have wine, then you can make Kiddush at night also on Chemer Medina. But first comes wine, then comes bread, and then only after that, if there's neither of those, then you make Chemer Medina. If there's neither of those, you're not eating because you can't make Kiddush on Makar Suda. Now, what's it called? Kiddush in the daytime is the opposite. There, if you don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush on bread because there's no Kiddush. The whole Kiddush is the bracha bori pri hagafen before you eat. If you make a motzi, then there's no Kiddush. So you can't make Kiddush on bread in the daytime. So there, it's better to make on Chemer Medina. The what's it called? Havdalah, you don't make al pas. We said the only exception could be motzi Shabbos, that's Yontif, where you're making Kiddush on a pas, and the Havdalah is part of Kiddush. There, some people hold you can make Havdalah on pas too. But otherwise, you make Havdalah on pas. If you don't have wine, you can make Havdalah on Chemer Medina. And Chemer Medina is something that's choshev. It's shy about soda. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds soda is not Chemer Medina. You can't make Kiddush on soda. You can't use it in place of wine. And others hold no. The Maaser, he holds the reason is because you don't give people soda to drink unless they're thirsty. I don't know if that's the case. People do serve soda as a drink, even not people's thirsty. I mean, to machabit somebody with a drink, you machabit them with soda. What?
Doesn't really quench
on
thirsty.
Okay, I'm saying it's a machabit, just like you give somebody beer. People don't drink beer, so they drink this. The fact that he went to sleep without eating, because he couldn't make Havdalah, so somehow that's Mikra Din. If you can't make Havdalah on wine, you don't eat that night, you wait till you make Havdalah the next day. And somehow that's only if you know you're going to have wine the next day. But if you know you're not going to have wine at all the next day, then you can eat even what's it called, just from making Havdalah the what's it called in davening. What? So that's a different question. L'chatchili up there the Shir Revius. Some people hope, since that's not the normal way to drink whiskey, the evidence could be yotzei.
The father is the one.
There shouldn't be so much in that.